Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Now, the five C's, and I guess everybody, especially in the middle of the year, probably very much thinking of finances and how to save money.
Yeah, you know, school's out, and I know for my family, you know, kids are home more and eating more and doing more activities, it seems like. But, you know, sometimes a family or an individual's income may drop for a variety of reasons. You know, some unfortunately may lose a job or maybe even get fewer hours. Or, you know, maybe you're an entrepreneur that maybe makes less money than you anticipated your first year. You may be the entrepreneur and may know that there are certain seasons throughout the year where you make less money. Many also may be noticing now that another price hike has hit the major chains and has gone into effect recently, that a lot of things you normally have on your list to purchase are suddenly costing a lot more, which is in effect dropping your income. According to the K-State Research and Extension Specialist for Finance, Elizabeth Kish, she said there are five C's for helping control your family's finances, which are control your spending. No one really likes to examine their spending too closely, and many seem to do things on autopilot. For example, many things we automatically have on autopay. You know, for every month, money's taken out of our checking account for things that we have set up for a fee or a payment, or, you know, a certain set payment. Things like streaming channels, subscription boxes, whether it's for our pets or our food, or, you know, maybe it's a clothing subscription that we do. It's a set payment that we just have taken out every month, and maybe we're not using that to the full capacity. You know, rather than buying things when we need them, or maybe even waiting till they go on sale. If we begin and start taking a look at how we're spending our money, it can be an opportunity to maybe change some spending habits that maybe we've already been wanting to change. Some of the changes you may need to make are out of our control. A good example of this are the things when you have income loss and the prices change. Again, that's all out of our control. But maybe look at our income and our expenses and figure out if there's a way to maybe earn a little bit more or maybe spend a little less. Or, you know, it's maybe a combination of the two. Maybe you are able to work a few hours and maybe there's one part of your family's budget that you can cut out or step back a little bit on each month. But also remember to control as much of the situation as you can. Don't panic or waste energy blaming yourself or others. Remember, you and your family can take control of how you are spending money and how that money's coming in and out. You know, claiming benefits available to you. If your drop in income is due to a loss in jobs, you may be eligible for unemployment benefits. You definitely should take advantage of that because you and your former employer have paid into that system. Also, communicate with your nuclear family. Adults should not only be talking to one another about their family's financial situation, but also share age-appropriate details with children. Analyze that situation as a family and plan accordingly. You know, I think a good example of that is this summer, if you're planning to take a vacation and maybe go somewhere farther away and things have changed for your family's finances, maybe make a pivot. And if it's also very important to still, you know, have that family vacation, and I know how important those are, maybe pivot a little bit and go somewhere closer or do a staycation. There are so many fun things to do in a short amount of distance from this area. So you still get to take some time away to spend as a family while also maybe saving money on lodging and maybe eating out. The other thing about communicating out loud is there many times we live with only things in our head. But sometimes if we actually say that challenge out loud, it's not as scary and we can make progress toward that. So just sometimes saying that out loud helps us to get through that. And that the final C is confer with creditors. Families working through a period of decreased income should prioritize the bills that must be paid versus those that you're able to pay off maybe in a shorter amount of time. So basic services like water, power, groceries are all, of course, a priority, but you also have to consider items that could be repossessed, for example, vehicles, Or, you know, maybe you'll incur a higher charge or if payments aren't made. There might be creditors who are able to garnish wages. So you really need to understand what creditors you're dealing with and how they function and operate so that those payments can be made in a reasonable amount of time. Remember that it's always important to communicate with them so you won't be, if you will not be able to make that payment that month. If, you know, it may be temporary, but you may also be tempted to take out a new credit card to help you get by, but please be very careful and cautious with that. If you do, it may be a good idea to have some credit available to you, but only use that as a last resort. But putting things on a credit card, again, is a slippery slope, like we've talked about here before, and it can even be a bigger problem on down the road if you keep putting things on that new credit card. You know, the final C I'm going to talk about today is change in lifestyle, if necessary. You know, if you sense the drop in income might last a little bit longer than you had originally anticipated, you know, it's temporary, a little bit longer. Let me start that paragraph over. Change in your lifestyle, if necessary. If you sense that your drop in income might last a little bit longer, you may have to make a few changes a little differently than if it was only a temporary drop in income. Some of those changes may be things you've wanted to change already. I think a lot of us want to spend less on different categories than we are in the current spending habits that we have now. But again, this can be an opportunity to push us to do that a little further. And the last thing I'm going to mention is to pay attention to reduce food waste. Another, perhaps consider gardening. I know there's a lot of gardens out and about right now, and maybe supplement the meals and reduce food costs. You know, I've said on here before, shop the ads, purchase items that are in season and on sale, and make a list before you go in, and never go in shopping on an empty stomach or when you're hungry. And also don't overpurchase items just because something is on sale. If you and your family, you know, will not be able to use that item, or you're buying that top and it's not really needed at this time, then don't purchase it, you know, because the food item might go bad and no one may ever wear that shirt that you think they might wear. Just consider talents that you currently have. Maybe you want to pick up a side hustle or a side gig or side service product that can help you earn additional spending money. For additional money-saving tips and advice, please visit our Frontier Extension District website and click under Aging and Money Management or call 785-828-4438.
Very important to make sure everybody keeps on track. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Extension District 4-H agent, Carla Hightower.